ABC Radio Australia.
Would an independent Bougainville even be economically viable, as we heard there in that story, but also in a new report that's been launched yesterday, there are suggestions that it would not. This new report has found that based on the current budget figures for the autonomous region of Bougainville, there'd be a shortfall of around 140 million kina, meaning that the government there would need to triple its current revenue levels to match that. So what options are actually available for Bougainville to generate more income? The report that was published by PNG's National Research Institute concludes that fisheries would be the best option for the short term. Well, it's found that large-scale mining would not only be a much longer-term proposition, it remains extremely risky. I spoke with Dr. Thomas Webster, who is the project manager of Bougainville Research within the governance program at NRI, and we began by talking about that significant revenue shortfall.
We point out that that does not prevent the referendum from going ahead. We understand that it's not something that should prevent the referendum from going ahead. But the challenges are there for whether Bougainville continues one of the options under the current arrangement as an autonomous region of Papua New Guinea or as an independent entity, in that the fiscal gap between the revenues that are raised and the requirement for expenditures are there. For instance, in the recurrent budget in 2017, the report says that there was a budget of 165 million kina. Of that, the ABG has the capacity to raise only 20 million kina of that. So there is a gap of about 145 million where this was formed in terms of grants from the PNG government and other development partners' contribution to the ABG government.
That is a very large gap indeed. And in fact, as an independent nation, you also have additional costs that you perhaps don't in the current situation. For example, funding your own defence force, the cost of general foreign affairs, your own currency, etc. So the report does look at the kind of increased costs as well. And so it really suggests that there would be, as you say, an extremely large shortfall there.
The report indeed points that out and points that out in a big gap. But again, I have made the point that that is something for the people of Bougainville and the leaders of Bougainville to think through. They may work operate at a lower level budget than currently possible. And if that's a choice they want as an independent nation, then that's a choice that they make. But they have to be aware of this gap. So it's an informed choice that they make through a decision in the referendum.
Indeed, and it certainly wouldn't be, if Bougainville was to become independent, it wouldn't be the smallest country that we've got in the Pacific by any means in terms of both population, geographical size, or even the size of its economy, right?
No, and that's the point that Satish raises in the point as well. It's larger than Nauru, it's around the comparable sizes as Solomon Islands and Vanuatu, so no, by any means, it's not the smallest in the region.
What are the recommendations or best options being put forward for Bougainville? It's often been said that particularly large-scale mining is the way to kind of revitalise Bougainville's economy, but that is extremely controversial. Is it still considered as a viable option for an independent Bougainville, according to this report?
We recognise that there is a lot of challenges in terms of large-scale mining. Of course, Bougainville mine itself was the starting point for the conflict. And so those drivers of the conflict are ever present. And so it's a challenge for the ABG government if it wants to revive large-scale mining in terms of generating. But if they are able to do that, they still might be an option. But we see it as challenging and that the revenue flows from such large-scale mines may not be available immediately. But there are other ways. And the ABG government at the tech summit last year, they were talking about revenues from fisheries sector in terms of negotiating with the PNG government on appropriate level of revenue sharing from the fish that's being caught in the waters around there. We think that there's a large potential for other economic growth activities, for instance, in the agricultural sector, in tourism,